This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we're going to get with Mark Turman here in just a few minutes. This is the lead story everywhere where they got a crawl going across the top on
CNN.
This blue alert where they're looking for Thomas Tolbert, age 27. Dana and I were talking during the break, and we'll get to the story, like I said, right after 4:15. He has a, quote, history
of shooting at police.
And I said to you, then why is he even out? He's only 27 years old, and he's already developed a history?
It's a great question.
One of the questions we also had during the break, and I was watching some of Channel 9's coverage, this is the lead story on every newscast here tonight, is that the car was dumped in Grandview. The car that this idiot was in after he shot the police officer, they later found in Grandview. And I don't know if this was sometime overnight, Sam, we believe, maybe 1, 2 in the morning, something like that.
The police have not provided that information. We have a texter who says that they have intimate knowledge. I don't want to get into the intimate knowledge, but they saw it go down. It happened at about 1 this morning, they claim, and they gave us the cross streets of where the car was dumped.
I would, you know, at some point, if you live in that area, and obviously that area is going to have police activity all over it, mm-hmm. they have to be going door to door over there looking for Ring doorbell camera footage. Like, you know, if he was last seen there, dumped the car, where did he go? Because that was how many hours ago?
That would have been 14 hours
14 hours ago. He could be anywhere right now, which is why they've extended the blue alert to all of our listening area.
Yeah, it is not just the Missouri side. It is the Kansas side of the state line as well. Again, Thomas Tolbert, 27 years of age. And we have a picture of him on our website, kmbz.com, if you want to go take a look.
6'2", 240 pounds.
Apparently, a woman called 911 because he got into her apartment. Remember, she called 911 for a domestic disturbance. He got into her apartment with keys that she believed he had stolen from her. And this is where the officer was heading around 11 p.m. She calls 911, says she finds him in her apartment, that he choked her, grabbed her by the neck, threw her to the ground. She was able to break free, grab her child, and flee downstairs to call police. While the officer was waiting for another officer to show up and assist, he saw that disturbance spill that she was talking about from the apartment into the parking lot. She's running with a child.
Yeah.
He's waiting for backup. He now sees her running from a child and this guy chasing her. He gets out of his car, sees him take off, and starts chasing this guy on foot. That's when the shots were fired.
He was hit 4 times.
The body camera shows the officer approached the suspect to speak with him, asked for identification. He refused to provide it. The officer attempted to detain the man. He broke away, took off on foot, and shortly after, he was struck 4 times. three times at various points along the left side of his body, once in his bulletproof vest directly over his heart.
Thank God for the vest.
And if the address that we were given on the text line is correct, again, if it is a residential area, there's a church nearby, there's a school nearby.
Yeah. One of the reporters at Channel 9, Sam, was reporting live out front of that church.
Well, that's probably correct then.
So check your Ring doorbell cameras if you live in that area. You know that this has gone down. We don't even have to give the cross street. If you live in Grandview and this happened in your neighborhood, you know it.
Well, the shooting was in Lee Summit. The abandoned car is what you're talking about was in Grandview, yeah.
Which is his last known whereabouts, the vehicle.
God, can you imagine living over there?
Newark Liberty International Airport today will reopen a closed runway that has contributed to weeks of delays and chaos at the travel hub. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is going to do a news conference to mark the runway's reopening. It is runway 4L22R, don't even go there, which is 11,000 feet long, has been undergoing planned rehab.
This is at Newark?
Yeah.
Now, did you see the update with the ATC tower there that they said that they were putting in a fiber line that they're hoping is going to stop the outages that seem to continue to happen?
Unbelievable.
What is a fiber line going to do for a floppy disk?
They have to update all of that infrastructure. I think they that's really clear. The question is, where does the money come from to do it?
Well, from the government.
I know.
From the government. Maybe we start going through and removing some pork and actually spend money on things that we really need.
Do we privatize the FAA?
Well, you still pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to do it. Whoever would take over the FAA is not going to do it for free.
And so. And we've talked with Commander Reed about this. How the nightmare of untangling that from a federal agency and privatizing that, where would you even begin? The handoff alone, Scott.
It would be difficult.
The airlines would, in theory, have to pay a subscription.
Well, who's going to then really pay for that?
Us, yeah.
I mean, airlines aren't going to eat that. They're going to pass it on to us in higher ticket fees. And it's always going to come from us, one way or the other, whether it's through the ticket prices we pay or the taxes we pay. And this nut job, I keep looking over at CNN.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
This maniac who threw the Molotov cocktails into this crowd, and he's standing there shirtless in the lawn of, I don't even know what it is, and he's yelling at people, just screaming at them. By the way, he, according to authorities, used Molotov cocktails because he couldn't get his hands on a gun.
This world, I'm telling you.
16 unused Molotov cocktails were found at the scene. He gave up without a fight. What you're watching right there is the police come in, and they just say, get down on the grass, and he does. And they come in and just handcuff him. It's the world we live in right now. It's crazy. Anyway, back real quick to Newark. According to the release, the $121 million project began in early March and was set to be finished on June 15th. The project included milling and paving the runway surface, updating lighting, improving airfield signs with LED lighting, installing new underground electrical infrastructure, and implementing drainage improvements. Okay.
I think we should start with the phones.
So they can land there. They just have to look out the window to make sure that nobody else is trying to land at that exact moment.
I told you about the time that it was being shut down. I was watching one of the news channels.
Uh-huh.
And the anchor said, what advice would you give for pilots who are flying into either Reagan National or Newark? And the advice was simply, look around through your window and try not to hit anything in the air, and definitely don't hit anything on the ground.
Or the ground itself.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the advice?
Yep.
We will visit with a good friend of the program, former Kansas City, Missouri Police Captain Mark Turman, in just a moment regarding this blue alert that's been issued out of Lee Summit, but it is for all of the KMBZ listening area. We'll get with Mark Turman in just a moment here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So as we were telling you at the top of the hour, there is a blue alert that's been issued for the entire Kansas City metropolitan area for a man by the name of Thomas Tolbert. He's 27 years old. We have his picture on our website at kmbz.com. And he is accused of getting into some sort of domestic disturbance with a woman at an apartment complex in Lee's Summit, which is right next to a church, apparently. A police officer arrives. He's waiting for his backup when he sees a man come running out of the apartment. And he goes up to approach him, confront him, whatever you want to call it, ask for ID. The man says no, takes off running. The officer gives chase and is shot four times. Luckily, will survive, but is in serious but stable condition. A blue alert has now been issued for the suspect, as I mentioned, 27-year-old Thomas Tolbert. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is former Kansas City, Missouri police captain and good friend of the program, Mark Terman. Mark, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Hey, Dana and Sam.
Hey. So, Mark, thankfully, we don't see the blue alert very often. I think we're all familiar with the amber alert and the silver alert, and those are all important. But I think this really truly speaks to the extreme danger of the individual that we're talking about that we now know, quote, has a history of shooting at police. What do all of the things that you've read about this say to you about this case?
So to start, first of all, the feds passed this federal law, passed it in 2015, implemented in Missouri in 2016. And so the significance of it with this case is huge. There is evidently a history. He committed the same crime about 5 years ago, from what I'm understanding. And the question is, why isn't he in prison?
Yeah.
The question becomes, you know, hey, a lot of this stops. So we've seen this with some other crimes recently where you have repeat offenders doing what they do, and that's repeating. And if we lock these people up for these violent felonies, we don't have this. We don't have an officer taking a round right in the middle of his chest for nothing. And let me tell you, that is everything Lee's Summit PD is doing right now. They outstanding department, well-led. Chief Forbes is just fantastic. And they are, you know what, they're working their tails off right now. I can tell you right now what's going on. They go ahead.
Can you just tell me procedurally, Mark? So the officer arrives, is waiting for backup. At this point, they're not going to have this individual's name, but it's our understanding she then, the domestic violence victim, runs out of the apartment with a child, you know, in fear of her life after he had choked her. At the point that she's now running out of the apartment into the parking lot, the officer had to step in.
Yeah, this is one of the dangers of the job, where we ask our officers every day, they put their lives on the line, and this is it. Here you go. You're one mano a mano, essentially. You're chasing down the suspect. And there is nothing more dangerous than a foot chase. In my opinion, it's more dangerous than a search warrant when you've got a tactical team and you've got all the armaments. This is the most dangerous. Every corner you go around is dangerous. And that's exactly what this officer ran into. So the officer did what he had to do. There's a suspect that's getting away. He's committed a first-degree burglary. And that's a serious crime with serious consequences.
It would be my guess that every police department in the entire metropolitan area is aware of this guy and are definitely on the lookout.
Absolutely. They're on the lookout, but here's the good thing about this area. We've talked about it before. With the partnership with the departments and the FBI and all the federal partners, is let me tell you, at least Summit PD right now is working with KCPD, the FBI. They have got search teams out. They are doing their due diligence to find this guy. Because keep this in mind, too, is not only is he a threat to police officers, he's a threat to anybody he runs across. This is a dangerous human right now.
Who's probably desperate, don't you think?
He's a caged rat is what he is, Mark. And I said to Scott during a break, and I won't repeat exactly the way I said it, this is the scariest type of suspect to me. He has nothing to lose and knows the entire city is on the lookout for him.
And he's getting help, which makes him even more dangerous.
How do you know that? Why do you think that?
Because of where he landed, because of the news reports that as you guys have reported, that a car was found related to this in Grandview. You know, that's quite a ways away. And that speaks to me that he's getting help. Also, the fact that he hasn't been apprehended already. It's usually we'll catch a person within an hour or two of the incident. This has been a little bit longer.
Does that concern you?
It's a good question. If I was on the street right now, I know it's hot. The temperature's hot. People are hot. That means you're going to have people making irrational decisions. So the danger level, the level of awareness has to go up for everybody on the street right now.
So don't give away too much of the inside baseball of policing, but if you were in charge of this investigation, are you going through all of his known contacts, his social media, and trying to, make sure that everybody is where they are supposed to be, so to speak?
Yeah, generally speaking, sure. Absolutely. It's one of the common sense things you do anytime you go trying to find somebody that's wanted and that knows that they're wanted. And that's the other thing. You know, he knows he's wanted for a felony. There's no doubt in his mind. So, and the fact that it's going over the media, which is good. I imagine the tips are going to start rolling in if they haven't already. I would hope to see him captured. I thought it was going to be by 6 tonight, but we'll see. It might be a little longer.
Well, there's a $10,000 cash reward through Greater's Crime Stoppers. They just announced that this afternoon. If you know his whereabouts, 816-474-TIPS, you can remain anonymous. Everyone knows the drill there. But our hearts go out to the officer. Wish him the speediest recovery. And then also just for the safety of the other officers that are out there looking for him today.
Absolutely. You know, let's keep everybody, stay clear of the officers. Let them do their job. If somebody runs across a group of officers searching an area, stay away. Don't become part of the problem because now the cops have to worry about you. They don't know who you are, Mr. or Mrs. Citizen, just watching. Let them do their thing. Stay out of their way. And, you know, hopefully this guy's going to turn himself in and it'll all be over. And then he can face justice in the courts. But if he wants to shoot it out, you know, there's that too. So whatever he, keep in mind, he's making his choices here.
Yep.
This is not the police department making the choices for him. He's the one who decided to shoot at the officer. He's the one who decided to run. And ultimately, he's the one who's going to decide how this ends. And I think that's really important to remember. This is not the cops just doing something to do something. This is him making clear choices.
Mark, always appreciate your time and expertise. Thank you for it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me chat. And tell Dr. Rick I say hello.
We will.
I will. It's Mark Turman.
We will tend to be well.
Former Kansas City, Missouri police captain and a good friend of the program. You used a great term, Dana. He's a caged rat. And he knows it. And that makes him even more dangerous than ever. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So since Mark mentioned it at the end of our interview there, yes, we encourage you. Well, we encourage you to listen to the show every day. But if you need some appointment listening, Wednesday at 3:15, we will have Bill Glass on for a little interview here. Okay, Scott, who's Bill Glass? He is Dr. Rick.
Hey, Noah's going to make a fire. Our job is to let him do it by himself.
What kind of wood you got there?
Greg, it's important to challenge young homeowners turning into their parents.
Not a great start. You got to turn it. You got to turn it.
Doesn't look structurally sound here.
Tom? They can't help themselves.
A fire starter?
Okay.
You know, cavemen, they built fires with nothing but their wits and their bare hands.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
Can't watch this.
We waste.
I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait. And he was one of the local celebrities at Big Slick over the weekend.
That's right.
They shattered a record, raised $4.4 million?
$4.5.
Gosh.
By the way, over the last 15 years, it was $24 million. So they got a fifth of their 15 years in one
That's
year.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that jet stream.
Look at that jet stream.
Oh, boy.
Yep, they're calling it an atmospheric river.
It is coming down.
Oh, flood warning Louisiana.
Are they obsessed? Oh, yeah.
The stuff they do on the green screen, unbelievable.
They said 10% chance of rain. Seems more like 40% to me.
Nope.
It has nothing to do with the dew point.
That's, Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money.
Nope.
It's so good.
I hate how every single one of those we play, I'm like, man, I am the perfect candidate for one of those.
Turning right on into that guy.
At such a young age, too, Sam.
You know how many times I've watched someone try to start a fire and jumped in to start the fire for them? The answer is every time.
What kind of wood are you using there, Tom?
It's more like 40% to me.
Nope.
It has
Nope.
Did you guys see the sweetest video? And if you did not, I have posted it on social because it made me cry. Of the moment the Royals called up sweet Jack. Is it Caglione?
Caglione.
Okay, because the boys just next door call him Cags.
Yeah, Cags, Caglione.
So I assume it's his coach, and he calls him in, and they're filming this, and they sit him down.
Let me see if I can find him.
And he says, you know, are you feeling all right lately? Are you tired? They're kind of talking to him, and he looks like he's in trouble. You can see on his face.
He's not.
I don't know. He's like, what? Why am I getting called in here? And then they tell him, if you think you're ready, we're going to fly you out, and you are going to be a Kansas City Royal. It is the greatest.
Well, they said, call your dad.
He says, call your dad, and I started crying out in the newsroom.
He's only been in AAA for a week.
Yeah, they brought him up and sent him straight back to the top.
5 home runs in 1 week.
Okay, but how often does it happen that you just get to AAA and then the big leagues go,
Very rare.
Come
never.
On up.
It never happens. That's why he thought he was in trouble. Because when you get called into the boss's office, his coach is his boss.
Listen to this. The sports guys say this is such a big deal. They are leaving to go to St. Louis to do their show from St. Louis tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Is that his first game tomorrow?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be so nervous for him.
I saw a meme saying they were reinforcing the windows on the arch to protect the windows of the arch from his home run hits.
Okay, so here it is. Let me see if I can get this going here.
Oh, it's just so sweet.
I found the video. Skip ahead.
All right, seriously, how do you feel?
Good.
Do you feel a little tired because you've been doing a lot of stuff?
Not bad.
I mean, you've been doing outfield stuff, and you've been taking your ground balls.
Everything's been marking me, but it's been good.
So you think you feel like you're at the point where you could help, like, them up there? You think you could?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you can get on the charter tomorrow night and go with them.
He just puts his head in his hands.
So what do you think?
Oh, that sounds great.
Just remember, it's still a game. It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's a little higher level, but you know you can play.
Yeah. Shoot, player.
All right, give me a hug.
Holy cow. I need to call my dad.
I need to call my dad.
Listen to this from the Kansas City Star. He oozes in sincerity and respect for the game, thrives on challenges, and is driven to improve. However, the sports writers are saying it's unfair what the Royals have done to him a little bit, and let me explain why. It says no matter how hard the Royals will try to cushion and support him, he is sure to be the story for weeks to come among fans and the media. And while the clubhouse no doubt will be receptive to him, that will also be a room he has to win over, right?
Yeah.
What they're saying, Scott, is he's so young.
He's 22.
He's got such great numbers, but usually the big teams let these guys get their feet a little wet in the other AAA for a while.
Here's the problem.
Give him more time. And they're saying the Royals don't have the time. They've got to bring him up because of our sluggish offense.
Sam, how many home runs did you say he hit this week?
He hit 5 just last week.
Just last week alone. The Royals have hit a league low 34 home runs.
No, we watch every game.
The Rockies, who are by far the worst team in the league, we had the story recently about the lawsuit.
They should stop playing.
regarding the fan who was looking at his phone and was struck with a foul ball.
Yes.
He said in the lawsuit, I wouldn't have been hit by a foul ball if you'd play better baseball. They have 28 more home runs than we do.
28.
Is that right? The Rockies do.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and we don't get into sports on this show, but every once in a while it's kind of fun. The SportsCenter anchors this morning at the beginning of the show said, we are going to do baseball highlights at the beginning of the show with games that involve two teams with combined fewer losses than the Colorado Rockies. That's how they say. So that's how they set out. I don't know how many games the Rockies have lost, but let's say it's, you know,
a lot.
35, 40, 40, let's say 40 games, whatever. They would not do highlights of any game where the two teams have combined lost more than 40 games.
This sweet kid achieved what might be considered critical mass, they write, with 15 home runs and 56 RBIs in 49 minor league games, including the 6 home runs in his 11 games in Omaha.
So I said to Scott earlier, and I'm sure he's going to be fantastic. This is not anything about my own personal opinions, but I said to Scott earlier, this will either be the greatest Royals prospect of all time.
I know.
Or the biggest bust of all time with how much hype he's gotten. If he is not coming out swinging and hitting home runs right out of the gate, can you imagine what people are going to be saying?
That's what the sports folks over, and it was Vahe's story, Gregorian said, like, it's almost unfair to do this to this kid. Because usually you let them stay down and make some mistakes, but the Royals don't have the luxury of doing that.
Well, and they're
They've
having
got a, to call him up,
and they're having a decent season. Let's get some more bats before, you know, we're out of the playoffs. You know, if there's anybody down there who can help us get into the playoffs, you got to think it's this kid.
Well, if there's anything the Royals know, it's how to throw away a pretty good season at the beginning, and typically it's our pitchers. And right now, our pitching is great. Let's get some bats moving.
Amen.
Facebook was speaking, and we'll just do sports for a second here, and this is not, we're not breaking down any games. Facebook was going crazy this weekend about a roof at Arrowhead.
Why?
Clark Hunt on Friday said he wanted a dome.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a dome.
But you had mentioned that, I think it was during Festivus Friday, but Facebook was saying he wants a roof on Arrowhead.
The New York Times picked up this story, by the way,
I don't know if it's true or not.
I think they want a new build.
3 days ago, and we have spent so much time talking about those two stadiums on this program.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I will say about it today, we are not making this a topic. I'm so tired of talking about it, is that things do not look good in Jeff City. The lawmakers that aren't from our side of town could not care less about signing off on a deal that will give billions to already billionaire sports teams. You would understand that if you are from an area that is anywhere outside of Kansas City. Like, why exactly? I mean, maybe Lawrence, maybe Topeka, that's getting too far west. There's going to be support for this. Outside of that, it's going to be very hard to get the lawmakers to agree to this, and I understand that.
Same thing in Missouri, though.
Absolutely the same thing.
You know, maybe as far away as Warrensburg or Sedalia, but do you think there's a single lawmaker in St. Louis County who is going to vote in support of giving the Royals
maybe St. Louis. But well, I'm telling you, on both sides of state line, the Missouri side is clearly worse.
Yes.
Things do not look good in Jeff. I don't think they're ever going to have the votes for, and we don't talk politics on the station, but this is so important to our town. They are not going to have the votes to greenlight this for us here because the other lawmakers, and quite frankly, by extension, their constituents don't care.
And don't you think Jackson County knew that and that's why there was the vote that failed? If we don't do this locally, it's never going to get done.
The problem being that most of the state of Missouri, if we're just being honest, is a Cardinals state.
I don't disagree with that.
They do not care about the Royals.
I don't disagree with that either.
And the thing is, to Dana's point, try getting somebody in Liberal, Kansas, which is, what, 7.5, 8 hours away.
Or Joplin, Missouri.
Or Joplin, Missouri.
To care about
Springfield
this.
To care about.
They might cheer for the Chiefs on the weekends. They might, like, love Patrick Mahomes, whatever.
But go down to Joplin and count how many Cardinals flags you see.
I know. I know it.
And they're further from St. Louis than we are.
I don't disagree with that. However, I think the Chiefs are a different animal in the sense that, you know, Wichita and East, the whole east side of the state is Kansas City Chiefs. Most of the state of Missouri is now Kansas City Chiefs because St. Louis doesn't have a team. And they don't care. If you live in Joplin, Missouri, and you cheer for the Chiefs, I don't think you really care if they play 5 miles east of downtown or if they play 10 miles west of downtown.
Within the next 28 days, I will predict the Royals will be announcing they will be jumping to the Kansas side, and the Chiefs will have all of the cards in their deck to decide whatever they want to do.
They did an interview, Sam, over the weekend with the New York Times, with The Athletic. Okay? Listen to this line.
Okay.
The most ambitious option for the Chiefs, who are considering renovating Arrowhead or building a state-of-the-art venue, involves the construction of a dome in Kansas that would cost an estimated $3 billion. That option has already led Hunt and team president Mark Donovan to answer the question of whether a dome in Kansas would guarantee higher profits. The answer is, quote, yes, according to Donovan at the league meeting. It is definitely part of the conversation in Kansas. This is one of the reasons you do it. I agree. I think the Royals are going to 119th and Nall,
yep.
And I think the Chiefs are going to get a dome, and it ain't going to be on the east side of state line.
I think it's going to be just north of the new American Royal Complex.
What happened to the love for Arrowhead?
The love is there. You can't get the people in other parts of the state to pay for what you have to pay for to get those teams what they want. I just don't think it's there.
If you put the proposal together well enough and you say, hey, we're losing this much in state income tax if
we
lose this.
They have weeks to figure this out, Sam.
Yeah, didn't Fesco say it was by the end of the month?
End of the month. It's the very first line in this New York Times article.
Until the star bonds
expire in Kansas.
It says, by the end of June, the franchise hopes to decide which side of the Missouri-Kansas state line the team will play its home games in after the 2030 season.
Because they have leverage right now using the star bonds in Kansas to get the two states to compete against each other for the best deal.
The dome would allow the Chiefs to host a Final Four, a college football playoff game, the Big 12 football championship game, more concerts, college bowl games, and I'm just reading here, and WWE events.
Well, duh.
I don't want a dome. I get cheap tickets when it's 12 degrees outside. Do not put a dome on it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So for those of us who follow a lot about astronomy, it's long been rumored that the Milky Way and Andromeda Galaxy would someday collide. They are now, they being astronomers, a team out of Finland, saying there's now just a 50-50 chance that Andromeda and the Milky Way will collide in 10 billion years.
Okay.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see it happen.
From now.
Good talk.
Yeah. What about the three invisible asteroids that NASA is using to secure another month of funding? Oh.
Wow.
That was supposed to be a thought.
Wow.
Sorry.
You deep dove that conspiracy theory.
They're a party of one.
Whoa, what was that? Man alive.
I mean, first it was that asteroid that was supposed to hit us in like the next 6 months, and now we have three, quote, invisible asteroids. Okay.
Okay, speaking of invisible, I love this story, and then I've got another story on top of this story that we might bring back in the 5 o'clock hour. The KCATA just reported they are bringing new, clear, some sort of material where you can't graffiti bus shelters. Just the little bus benches with the little shelter over it.
It's called a bus stop.
Sort of. Yeah, the actual term is bus shelter. They are debuting this week ahead of the World Cup and all of the visitors that are coming into town. New graffiti-resistant shelters, because ne'er-do-wells everywhere cannot stop spray-painting the shelters. They look like crap.
And how does one do that?
Well, prior, they were plexiglass, which were more prone to graffiti. The material of the new walls is supposed to make it more difficult to vandalize. Okay, so I bring this up because I showed Sam a photo out in the newsroom. We were having dinner for my good friend Annie Presley's birthday last night at Harry's Country Club in the Crossroads. Bob Kendrick was there. It was
Name dropper.
It was a who's who of Kansas City. We had so much fun. And I look, what way does that face, Sam? You would know. What way does
that would be facing south.
So Harry's patio faces south. And as I am like looking over at some friends we're talking, I look up over Bob Kendrick's head and I go, what in the Sam Hill is that on that building behind you? There is like a 50-story building.
It's not that tall.
That you can see right from Harry's.
Yeah.
And someone, somehow, at the top of all those stories, way, way up in the sky, has taken spray paint, and I'm not going to give them the attention that they want. I'm not going to tell you what it says. But someone rappelled off of that building, Scott. I don't know how. Did they dangle like Spider-Man off the side of it?
I'll be darned.
At the very top of that building.
By the way, that building that you're referencing, I did my research.
But where is that?
That is the 925 Grand Building. It is the former Federal Reserve building. It is slightly fewer than 50 stories tall.
Well, how did somebody get up there to spray crap all over it? And now someone's going to have to go and remove it.
With their feet?
I'm telling you, our city looks like a dump in places. Well, so I'm glad that
I don't dispute
KCATA is doing something about the bus shelters, but we got to get a handle on it.
Well, one of the grievances on Friday was, why don't they pick up the trash in the medians before they mow it? Because now you've just taken a McDonald's
shreds
bag.
Of it.
You've taken one McDonald's bag, which could easily be picked up by volunteers or somebody, and it's now become 100 pieces of...
You just hit the nail on the head. You said volunteers, quote, or somebody. Who is the somebody?
We'll get to that in just a moment here in just a few minutes after the news on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.